welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk with Ree. I hope you've had a fab week. It's starting to feel like summer again. It's been a bit rainy, but the sun's starting to come out, so it's really exciting. And for today's episode, I'm going to talk about a phrase that when I'm going through difficult times or I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, it kind of sets my heart at ease. And I think you'll find during this podcast that a lot of what I talk about are what I quote call good moments and quote call bad moments, because they're just my perspective. And I think life is just encapsulated from moment to moment as something you determine good, sometimes you determine bad. It's even better when you don't have an opinion on it and you can just experience it. But that's probably for another episode. And the phrase that puts my heart at ease is, "This too shall pass." I'm assuming that you might have heard it a lot on TV, around you. It's quite a colloquial phrase that we use a lot, but there's such a depth to that phrase, and I experienced that earlier on in this year. So I'll give you like a smidge background into why it holds a bit of importance to me, or how it put my heart at ease. And that was during March 2021, which is a few months ago this year. I had had a great start to the year. You know, I started a few little projects in January. I had my goals set out for the year. I feel still like this is going to be an amazing year for growth, change, creative expression. And in February, I plateaued so hard. I went from having all this energy and like wanting to do the stuff, and then in February I didn't want to do anything, to be honest. And then come back again on March, I picked myself up, and I started just jumping on the things I wanted in January, like all the desires and goals I had planned out. And it's not because I didn't want them, I definitely did. They still felt very true to me. When I read them, I still felt excited, I still felt good. It's just the lack of motivation and maybe fear from, you know, not wanting to fail. But come March, I had started honing in on my morning routine. Morning routines and evening routines is just something that really just helped me personally to focus and reset my day. And I think it's quite a good way to create a practice of focus and stillness and presence, and that just allows you to be aware in each of your moments. But anyways, so I've got my morning routine. I was listening and implementing a lot of personal development stuff. Like, it was generally a good week. I felt like I was doing everything I had to. Very limited excuses on why I can't do things. I was just getting things done. But I kept hitting a wall, and this overwhelming sense that even though I'm taking all these actions, the results weren't showing. And I'm trying to give you a good example of how this was. So, for example, not having expectations, not getting upset, I was trying to be present, yet the littlest things might get at me. For example, if my boyfriend did something I didn't like, or I had a conversation with my parents and they didn't necessarily say the things I wanted them to say. No, extreme. But then I'd get upset. Then I'd get upset at the fact that I'm getting upset. And I'd just be like, how, with all this practice and all these things that I've learned, can I still feel this way? And it was when I spoke to my boyfriend and he mentioned that phrase, and he explained it in such a profound way that I just had a different understanding of it. And he just said that everything you experience right now, it's meant for you, that you will never be able to experience this exact emotion as it is in this moment ever again, because from this moment you would have grown, you would become different in some way. And the universe sends you situations where it tests you, it helps you grow, it pushes you more to the things that you truly are telling the universe you want. And like that's on the topic of manifestation, which I won't go into this episode, but if you want to talk about it, hear about it, like, we can do that. And yeah, it it just completely wiped off the sheen of that this is a bad moment, why is this happening to me, to okay, this is something I don't necessarily like or want to experience, but why is this happening for me? Like, what am I going to learn from this? How is this going to make me more into the person that I want to be to experience the life that I want? So now every time a situation comes up and I don't necessarily like it, or I would quote it as, oh, it's one of those like bad days or one of those bad moments, when I have the awareness, I always ask myself, what can I learn from this? And I tell myself that this too shall pass. And that in itself, that moment then has a beauty that, like life, it's fading. It doesn't last forever. And I just appreciate those moments, because I'm like 99% sure with hindsight, I will be able to see what role it has in future me. So any moment that you're ever having and it feels ever so overwhelming, ever so difficult, I want to let you know that this too shall pass, and it will lead to an even more beautiful, an even more better, an even more wonderful you. I hope you gained something from this episode, and I am sending you so much love and light until we talk again. Bye.